People are waiting on all sorts of things. But I want you to know, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 tells us something that we need to grab a hold of. And here's what it says. Read it with me. But what? But those who what?
Wait.
Hold on. Those who what?
Wait.
Those who what?
Wait.
Are you willing to wait? Oh, come on. Are you willing to wait? My brothers and sisters, it is good to wait on the Lord. Committed faith waits on God.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. There is no question but that the normal Christian life includes times that challenge faith. In the second part of this message begun last week, Pastor Brian Grant continues his examination of the life of Abraham, looking once again at how, in such times, Abraham chose to trust God rather than compromise. Pastor Grant will also show from Scripture how there is still hope for the prodigal. Victory is still possible, even for someone whose past may be littered with compromise. Listen with us now as Pastor Grant brings the concluding part of his message entitled, Faith for Life's Seasons. Here again is Pastor Grant.
I want you to know that even if Satan has hooked you, freedom is available in Jesus Christ today. Like the prodigal. You remember the story of the prodigal son? He had wandered far away, but he came to his senses and he says, I will go to my father and I will say, I have sinned. And I'm praying that there's somebody here this morning as you sit in this audience that you're willing to say to God, God, I have sinned. Are you willing to say that, God, I have sinned? That's where it starts. Donny McKirkland popularized the song that I love. He says, goodbye world. Oh, you know it? You can say it with me. I stay no longer with you. Goodbye what? Pleasures of sin. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Have you made up your mind? Have you made up your mind to go God's way? The invitation to salvation is not just an invitation to come to Jesus to get a ticket to heaven. The invitation to salvation is an invitation, God, I am making up my mind to go your way the rest of my life. Abraham put a stake in the ground. I am looking for a heavenly home. And I ain't turning back. Is that the decision that you have made? If you haven't made it, you need to make it today. It's time. It's time. And Donnie McClurkin, as he finished the song, he says, I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. Third season. Faith for seasons of discouragement. Sarah was now dead. Because we need to enter the story to see some of what I'm talking about. Sarah was dead. Isaac was now 37 and still single. Abraham was now 137. So time seemed to be running out on God's promise to make him the father of a multitude. Remember, this is Abraham is expecting to be a father of a multitude. He is what? How old? 137 years old, and the child from what the promise is to be fulfilled is still a single man. Lord have mercy. But despite the discouraging circumstances, Abraham was determined to wait on God. I'm here to tell you this morning that committed faith waits on God. slip down on the page there in Hebrews. You're right there in Hebrews. So we may as well take a quick look at what Hebrews chapter 11, 10 says. It says, "For he waited for the city which has foundations." Abraham was what? Waiting. It's good to wait on God. Am I right about that? So guess what happened? Abraham is waiting. Isaac finally gets married at what age? At 40. And guess what happened? Isaac gets married at 40 and he soon discovers that his wife Rebecca is, guess what? Barren. Can you imagine that? You are Abraham. God is saying, this multitude is coming, and your son gets married at 40 and he marries a barren woman. So, guess what? Abraham finds himself in a bind. He celebrates his 160th birthday, and there is still no baby. He is what? What did I say? 160. God has a way of making us wait, doesn't he? Oh, and you thought you were the only one waiting. You haven't waited that long, have you? What are you waiting on? Let me ask you again. What are you waiting on? I know some of you, you're waiting on a baby. Some of you are waiting on healing. Some are waiting on, let's be honest, a man. A woman. Am I right about it? A job. Family. Listen, people are waiting on all sorts of things. But I want you to know, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 tells us something that we need to grab a hold of. We're going to put it up on the screen for you. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. And here's what it says. Read it with me. But what? But those who what? Hold on. Those who what? Those who what? Are you willing to wait? Oh, come on. Are you willing to wait? Those who wait on the Lord, what? Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My brothers and sisters, it is good to wait on the Lord. Committed faith waits on God. That's a word for somebody here today. There's a word, that's a word that God is sending to somebody who is so distressed because you're tired of waiting. And God is saying, committed faith waits on me. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on God. Wait patiently on the Lord. And listen, one of the reasons you can wait is point number two. Never forget as you wait, God, even in the midst of your waiting, God is working for you, not against you. God is working for us. Romans 8:28, for we know all things are working together for the good of those who know the Lord, who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. After 20 years of marriage, God finally blessed Isaac and Rebecca with a child. Oh, I know some of you know I'm wrong. It's actually he blessed them with twins. So after 20 years of marriage, Isaac and Rebecca are blessed with twins. Can you imagine how their basket was overflowing with joy at these twins coming to them? And I just want you, some of you say, but God was late. God is never late. God is always on time. I heard a black Baptist preacher and he said, he's an on-time God. Am I right about it? He's an on-time God. He is never late. And in the midst of your waiting, in the midst of your discouragement, I encourage you to wait. Hold on to God. We can wait on him because he's a God of awesome power. He's El Shaddai. One night a train was traveling in a very violent rainstorm. Lightning was flashing. The thunder was booming. The wind was so strong. The train was being shaken. And as they looked through the window, they saw all this flooding that was coming up against the train. And all the adults were so scared to death. You can imagine that situation. You're in a train and it's being shaken all over. The flood is out there. And all the adults were so scared. But when they looked, there was one little girl. And she was as relaxed as ever. And so eventually one of the adults went up to her. And they said, "We can't understand. How is it that all of us adults are so scared? And you're the youngest person on the train. And you're so relaxed." She says, "I'm not scared. Because the engineer is my father." Can you trust your father? In the middle of your discouragement, can you trust your father? And he's no ordinary engineer. He's El Shaddai. The God who can do anything. The omnipotent God. I can trust him. And I encourage you, my friend, in your season of discouragement, I encourage you to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But finally, final point, doesn't mean I'm close to the end, but I'm closing in. Final point, faith for seasons of complacency. Faith for seasons of complacency. In Genesis chapter 23, verse number 6, after Abraham has asked for property, they respond to him. And might I just say to you, it's interesting. Because it's interesting that Abraham was willing to pay more than the property was worth. Sometimes we're worried that people take advantage of us. Just relax. What a lesson Abraham is telling us here. Abraham wanted to make sure he had a good testimony. But Genesis chapter 23 verse 6, here's what it says. "Hear us, my Lord, you are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burial places. None of us will withhold from you his burial place that you may bury your dead." He says, you are a mighty prince. It's been said some people make things happen. Some people watch things happen, and some people wonder what happened. Abraham was obviously not the type who wondered what happened. These Hittites call him a mighty prince. In the Hebrew, this means a prince with God. Listen, they didn't believe in his God, but they respected him because his life reflected and radiated God's power. I want you to know, my friend, that true faith radiates God's power. True faith radiates God's power. So I got to say to somebody here this morning, stop fixating on what you can't do. Did you hear me? Stop fixating on what's against you. It's time the believer in Jesus Christ stopped talking so much negativity. What I can't do and what's against me, it can't. We have got God's power. The same God of Abraham is my God. Am I right about that? So stop fixating on what you can't do. Viola Davis recently won an Oscar for the movie Fences. In her acceptance speech, she said, "The best stories are still in the graveyard. People who dreamt of achievement that wasn't realized." Now, I'm not sure what Viola Davis meant, but as I sat and watched, what popped into my mind is that the reality is that people have great dreams, but thanks to complacency, for many people, that's all it is, a dream. I want to ask you this morning to be honest with God. Is that you? Are you one of those believers who all it is a dream? You have all these dreams, but you're so complacent. Don't misunderstand me. But our butts are our biggest problem. I'm not talking about your B-U-T-T. I'm speaking about your B-U-T. You say, break it down. Make it plain. I'm qualified for the promotion, but. I'd like to further my education, but. I'd like to get involved in ministry, but. What is the but in your life that's limiting God's power? What but is limiting God's power? Stop saying the deck is stacked against you. Shouldn't say that because it's not for me to say. But it's time for each of us to be tired of saying that the deck is stacked against us. Come on, folks. It's time for us. Yes, there may be problems. Listen, I want you to know that Abraham had the deck stacked against him. So it's okay if the deck is stacked against you, but don't let that limit God's power. And so it's not as if there may be no real realities in our lives. The reality is our society might be stacked against us. Amen? But I've got a God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is my God. And I want you to know, although Abraham at this time, they still regarded him as an outsider. The Bible refers to him here as a foreigner and a visitor. He was an outsider from a different culture. He looked different, but he had every reason to fail. But if God is for us, who can be against us? I hope somebody, young person, I'm hoping some young person will grab this morning. If God is for us, who can be against us? God had Abraham's back, and that made all the difference. Despite all these odds, look at what Abraham's servant had to say about Abraham in Genesis chapter 24. Flip over there. Genesis chapter 24, verse 34, 35. So here this guy's an outsider. A guy from the other side of the tracks. And here it is. Genesis 24, 34 and 35. And his servant says, "The Lord has blessed my master." What? Come on, you can talk to me. "The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys." And we could go on and on. Listen good. God can bless you greatly. So don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't believe those who say your future is limited because of your background or your race. I want to talk to somebody straight, because we're hearing too much of this and make it seem like this limits us. Humanly speaking, it limits us, but I'm here this morning on the authority of the Word of God to let you know that because of who is our Father, assuming He is your Father, you need not be limited, because my Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, my Father is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Does your Bible say that as well? So I ain't going to let anybody limit me. I ain't going to let anybody steal what God has for me. What God has for me is for me. By the grace of God, what He has for me is for me. And I'm going to pursue it with all the vigor and all the energy. I'm not going to be complacent and sit on the bench and complain. I'm going to give myself to God, and I'm going to go for it. But I'm borrowing a phrase from Tuesday night's Bible study. I stole this one. See, I do pay attention in Tuesday night Bible study. True faith anticipates action. True faith anticipates action. True faith doesn't just hope and dream. It prepares for action. It's time to end the complacency. It's time to end this what if. It's time to act on God-inspired dreams. It's time to realize that if we never attempt great things for God, we'll never achieve great things for God. And I want to challenge you. God wants to challenge you this morning to open your heart to see what He has in mind for you, and to be willing to attempt great things for God, because we have a Father who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. So let's quit the complacency. Amen. Let's determine that from this day forward, you're going to allow God's power to radiate through you. I close with a story, because everything I've said so far only applies if you know for sure that Jesus is your Father. A physician was dying, and he realized he wasn't ready to die. He realized he didn't know Jesus as a Savior. His Christian friend was sitting by his bedside, and he shared with him the path of salvation, and he mentioned about the new birth, and the physician heard the word new birth, and the physician, once he heard that, he said, wow, that's what I need. That's what I want. I want to be born again. The Christian friend was a little surprised that all of a sudden it broke so much for him. The physician says, listen, I want to be born again. You know, I've seen a lot of babies die, born. I've seen a lot of babies being born. And one thing is sure, every time you see a baby born, the baby had no past. All the baby has is a future. I want a future. I'm here to tell you, my friend, no matter what you have done, if you come to Jesus, He'll wash away the past, and He'll give you a future. The choice is yours. Today you can say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to be born again. I hope you'll do that right now.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you, and He will answer your prayer, and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you to tune in the same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.